Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SJ and Jamie Show. Please make your selection. You have selected Rubbermaid by the Lusties. Are you ready for the mayhem? Here is SJ and Jamie.
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah, we are.
Hey everybody, it's SJ, Jamie, Jeff, and PJ today. And before we even got the show started, I was laughing hysterically, so this is definitely going to be a mayhem show.
I'm ovulating!
It's my fault, sorry. It's my fault he's ovulating. Let that sink in for all you new listeners.
Hey, before we get going, you guys had Lars from the Lusties on last week. It was awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, and we figured we better have the other part of the Lusties on this week, which is Jeff. Because, you know, that is their music that, you know, we're using. So, you know, disclaimer. Shameless plug.
I probably should have said Lars from Green Jello, right? I mean, he's not in the Lusties anymore, really. So he probably wants to promote the new project.
Yeah, we did a lot of talk about Green Jello and the tour. But you guys are in Tees, among other projects.
Yes, we are.
Yes, hello, and you speak Spanish and Cantonese?
Tees has opened for some of the biggest names in the music industry.
Yeah, I think we opened for Walt Woodshed one time. It was the grand opening. He was doing bundles of lumber for fireplaces for like $5, and they cut the tape, and we played three songs. It was awesome.
Hey, don't forget, we played for Bob and the Blowfish.
Yeah, that's Booty.
I still have the Blowfish in my pants.
He's actually referring to a picture of me that he took out of my wallet. So.
No, we've definitely. I mean, the 2018 was just an amazing year for the band. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny that at our age, I mean, you know, listening to all these people that we grew up listening to, and now, you know, we've had the opportunity to share the stage with them. I mean, it's unbelievable, and we're grateful. I mean, you know, we played with Ace, with Gene, with King Zax, Night Ranger. I mean, we even did Bon Jovi. I mean, and, you know, the list goes on, but it's amazing to have these opportunities at the point we're at in our lives.
Yeah, and
SJ,
the best part. Go ahead, Jamie.
I was just going to say, SJ has informed me that I'm not allowed to ask you guys if Gene Simmons is a dick, so I'm going to ask you something else instead.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you this much, at least with us, or at least with me, Gene was a complete freaking gentleman. I mean, he was amazing.
I've heard that.
I will not say that he has an uninflated ego, but he is a very nice guy one-on-one. In a setting where you're a musician and he's a musician and you're sharing a stage or whatever, he was fantastic.
You see that?
Yeah, I mean, God. I mean, I'm sorry. If I can walk in the room and everybody knows I'm the God of Thunder, I'm going to be the God of Thunder.
Yeah.
All right.
So what were you going to add, Jamie?
Well, it's going to be a little more dark than that, but let's say you guys had the opportunity to meet Justin Bieber. Would you A, sing with Justin Bieber, B, throw Justin Bieber from a bus, or C, shoot Justin Bieber?
You know what? I'll take advantage of any opportunity. I'll freaking sing with him.
Okay.
That's
what's your
sorry,
song of
I mean,
choice? You're going to sing with him.
Can
what
I song?
Done?
Oh, me
so
love you long time. I think we
all
can
right.
do a duet of I'll Be There.
Oh, okay.
You can be alone then.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Teach him a thing
or
two about
you know what? I'll play with anybody. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like I'm even like shooting. It's like, it's funny. Everyone says shoot for the stars, and I do. And you never know, man. I mean, I, literally right now, I've got no what ifs in my life. And after last year, all you got to do is work, ask, and ask again. And you never know. If you get a no, you get a no. And heck, you know what? Some of the times I'm getting yeses. So, I mean, I'll play with anybody. I mean, I'm even trying to work on a show with a country singer, and we're not even a country band. And I'm like, you know what? Take the electric guitar out of the singer, put an acoustic in his hand, everyone wears a freaking hat, and guess what? We're a country rock band.
There you go.
You heard a lot.
Even the Blues Brothers did
ride. He will
play
with
that's
anybody.
Exactly it.
So just like me, but I got kicked off. I got kicked out of a recess actually a couple of years back because I did the same thing. Anyway, sorry. I'm no longer allowed at Lost Creek Elementary School, Terrytown Elementary School. The list goes on. So
that was a couple of years ago. So you did that as an adult. You got kicked out of recess.
It's a gray area. There's a lot of bourbon involved, and you know.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you know why? Don't feel bad. I mean, do you know why they don't have animatronics at Chuck E. Cheese anymore? I can tell you why, but we don't have enough time for that right now.
next episode.
That's where they got the idea of life-size animatronic Asian love dolls. But that's a whole other story.
Oh God. As long as it looks like that Momo doll, I think I'm good to go. So.
Hey, just turn off the lights. Everything's the same.
That motherfucker is attractive.
Hey, my God, you have nice breasts. Oh, my God, those are your eyes.
I have to say that I'm fortunate enough to be able to kind of tune in the evenings, especially before you guys have your shows. And for me, the highlight of before, it's before your shows, PJ's videos, okay? I love PJ's videos and PJ's interviews.
Oh, he was crazy, motherfucker. You know, it does. It brings out the kid in me. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I do. I feel like a kid, and I want to have fun. I mean, you know, I've been saying this for the past few years. I mean, opportunities like the ones that we've had, they're not going to be there every day, and you got to take advantage of them. And it does. It does bring out the idiot in me. And, you know, it goes back to what I said earlier. There's not going to be any what ifs. I'm going to plan out a show. If we get it, we're going to have the time of our lives, because again, who knows when we're going to get that opportunity again. So it does. I mean, I turn into a freaking idiot during the videos.
But they're amazing, and they make people laugh. The one that sticks out in my mind, and my absolute favorite, and Jamie, I'm going to have to show it to you, was before a show, and PJ decided he was going to interview Jeff. That one to this day cracks me up.
Yeah.
Did you see the one I did just the other day with my new shoes?
Yes, I did.
You know, I think the best one he ever did when we were in Canada doing the Bon Jovi thing. We were, because you know, what do you do when you're in Canada? You go to a mall. So we went to a fucking mall, and we're all walking.
Oh God,
around,
I love,
know,
shopping. I love it.
Looking at stuff in stores, and TJ, they've got these like little motorized like carts for kids. And PJ got on one and was tooling around the mall, live on Facebook.
And you know, you know what's sad is I went through my Facebook history, and I cannot find that video anywhere, which is really upsetting.
It's probably good that that's lost history.
Facebook said, oh, we got to get this off right now. Again, he's on an animatronic, and he's having a little too much fun. I was twerking on the animatronic. That's all you need to know. I was twerking on the animatronic.
Now, what concerns me the most is you and Jeff and Jamie are all very close to each other. So I'm afraid that someday the three of you will play together and I won't have enough bail money to get you out.
Are you
well, see, here's the thing. Don't worry about me. Just worry about those two. because I'm the only lucid one in the band. I'm the one at a show. I kid you not. Everyone makes fun of me, or they really do wonder. The guy walking around with a water bottle and a banana. I mean, that sounds like a joke, but no, that's me. While the other guys are just drinking, having time, doing shots, and I'm just shoving a freaking banana and water down my throat.
Yeah.
That's hot. That's pretty hot.
That's a great principle.
You don't, I hope you don't make eye contact when you do that, though. Please, please. I have to acclimate myself with you guys. Are you in Indiana, or are you based out of somewhere else?
Oh, right now I'm in a parking lot at the Room Place in Algonquin. Alone.
That's in Illinois.
Where do you call home?
Oh, home would be Algonquin. Or how
okay.
Some people say, hey, y'all live in Agakin? Agakin? Yeah, I live in Agakin.
All right.
Basically, for people that don't know, that's basically a Chicago suburb. It's basically, you know, it's kind of like a Chicago-based band, sort of. You know, we're a little bit spread out, but, you know, the epicenter of it would be like Chicago.
All right. Sweet.
Well, you call Chicago the epicenter. I call another area on my body the epicenter.
I call it the lock your doors, lock your windows neighborhood. That's what I call it. Sure.
Oh, hey, in case of an emergency, it'll bust you out. It might even cut your seatbelt, too.
Be careful, or PJ's going to go live later and shave his epicenter.
I already did. My whole body is shaved. Okay, that's a little too much information.
That's it is.
I do need
help with my back. The back is hard, man. Holy shit! Like I need
your
a fucking samurai sword to do my back.
Yes, Shay, that's all you,
wait,
pal.
What?
No.
I've seen 40-year-old virgins. I ain't doing it.
We probably ought to mention somewhere in here that we got some shows coming up, right, PJ?
We do. We're actually next week. We are playing the freaking Loony Bin in Bradley, Illinois. That'll be March 15th. We're playing with Electric Revolution. It'll just be us two. So it'll be a night of absolute craziness. And a lot of talent. I mean, we actually had the opportunity to play with Electric Revolution, with Jackal. Those guys stand up and legit beyond. I mean, great bunch of guys. And then April 4th, we're playing the Rock House in West Dundee, Illinois, with L.A. Guns and the Darbies.
Nice. And if you're not an L.A. Guns
lot,
fan, it
fun.
Doesn't matter. You're going to see T's anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but I am an L.A. Guns fan, so.
Hey, great guys. We played with them about six times. I just wish sometimes, I won't mention names, but God almighty, I wish somebody, sometimes one of the members would take a bath. Holy shit.
That's the smell of rock and roll.
No, that's not rock and roll, man. That's fucking like a sauna somewhere in southeast fucking India that the door was locked for like a week type of shit funk. I mean.
That's
maybe
nasty.
It's the smell of dirty feet. I don't know.
I mean, swamp ass would be a beautiful aroma compared to that.
Oh, God.
That actually brings up a good, story.
Does it involve duck butter?
It involves lots of duck fat and fog wall. So there I was, running my cake shop. I don't know if you fellas knew, I'm a pastry chef and run a cake shop. And we won't give any names because I don't actually know this lady's name. But if you can imagine a big pile of shit had a baby with dumpster juice and then walked into my cake shop and asked for a cake, that's what you're dealing with right there. The level of... It's like Jabba the Hutt just walked in, but it was just a big pile of just steamy shit and said, hey, can you make me a cake for this weekend? And I said, hey, no, I can't. And I turned around and went back in the back and drank a whole bunch of margaritas and just puked everywhere. Like just some of the amount of people that you meet. Yeah, wow. Sorry,
oh
just total ADD moment, but that just totally just pinged that one little memory from last week was that dumpster sauce bitch walking to my shop.
That's God, I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. Mom, are you listening to this podcast?
You remember that cake shop you went to last week? There's that motherfucker there.
Today, I'm going to make fupa for dinner.
Oh,
oh my God!
That sounds
hey,
like
Jeff,
a good, that sounds
I
like a good name for a good name
for
a cupcake dumpster sauce.
Dumpster sauce. Hey,
or a good
I
name for a band, actually.
Have the fupa special. Oh, yo, for a band, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
it would be
with
pretty sweet, right?
Off
dumpster sauce.
The fupa and Jeff, you and I could be in a band called the Queefs.
Not again.
Not again. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh. Are you okay there, SJ?
Oh, yeah.
This is normal.
Right.
This is normal.
This is what happens
is
when
normal.
You get a group of Facebook felons together that don't believe
oh,
in censorship.
Attica! Attica!
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
I think
we've all been, you know what? Take back everything. There's not going to be any bail. They're not going to fucking let
no.
us out.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll fucking be partying in prison, too.
Hey,
all the
idiots are
the
drum set there, I'm okay.
There. All right.
Oh, my God. Too funny.
SJ, you need to get on a plane, bro.
We gotta get focused again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the kitty.
Yeah.
Now, that could be taken a few
what
different ways,
on?
SJ.
Yeah, okay. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hey, guys, hold on a second. Hey, excuse me, little girl. Do you want some candy? Okay, no.
Never mind, guys. Sorry.
Are you in a rape van is the question, though. Do you have, like, a proper driving apparatus?
Rape van.
No, I'm like in a freaking screw the van. I'm gonna look the part, and I'm in a Subaru wagon. I recline the back seat, and there it is. I want everybody to see it.
No,
I
got
nothing
to
hide.
Subaru wagon.
The other day,
suburbs. That
the guys needed to get one of those quote unquote free candy vans and take it on tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Too funny. What else can we talk about? Hopefully soon, hopefully in the next month or two or three or four or five or six. I'll continue this on the next show. No. Hopefully we're going to release an EP of our Bon Jovi show with a bonus track. We recorded an old song of ours called Fight. So hopefully we'll get that out soon so that everyone could just toss the CD on their floor and then just download it in their car. You know, good way to handle it. What? Huh? Sorry.
I still use CDs, so I don't even want to.
Yeah.
I'm still using them.
Well, yeah, so do I, but it's that's because I don't have a fucking what's that thing, a USB port in my fucking car because my car's from like 1937, so I have to use it. I mean, I freaking have like I'm sticking my finger in the hole right now. My car could play cassettes, which is insanely awesome. It plays fucking cassettes.
To millennials,
I've
that is an iPhone holder.
I've got a cassette jammed in my 8-track player in my Camaro. How
do you
get
out?
Oh, my goodness.
So, all fucking around aside, let's get totally dead serious. There's a couple things I wanted to hit on. In addition to the tea stuff, I've got a couple things going on that I'm kind of hip about. There's this thing out of Texas called the 1836 Music Group, and it's Cosmic Records. And I'm working on a project called Lords of the Loud, which is the singer for that band is Stat. I was in a band called Crying with him about 25 years ago. He was in a band called Temporary Insanity out in L.A. and rubbed around with a lot of the big wigs that are huge rock stars now at that point. Tim and myself and Ray Rokicki from American Motherlode and a guy named Nick Studen, who's in Broomfield, Colorado, which is just outside of Denver, SJ.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
So the four of us, we're actually all in different states, and we're doing this all, like, we're in different recording studios. But we're going to do this project. It's pretty heavy stuff. And then there's another project I'm doing with that guy, Stat. It's called Stat and the Fabulous Disaster. That's going to be like rock/Americana kind of music. So those things going on. And it's America Motherlode's 20th anniversary, so I'm pretty sure we're going to throw together some sort of reunion show this year. So in addition to T's, going to be pretty busy, and it's, I love music, so this is a good year for me.
That's awesome.
Now let's get back to fucking around. Anybody else drinking? Is anybody else here drinking?
I'm drunk
no,
right
no,
now,
but the
actually,
hair,
man.
The hair on my knuckles is getting stuck on my zipper, so I'm sorry.
Listen to this. That's the sound of two glasses clinking together. We're getting fucked up over here.
Jamie is fucked up before he even shows up for the show, so yeah,
yeah
he just
I
gets it out
to,
of the way.
I have to have my liquid medicine before I get on the air every day. Sometimes I'm driving when I do it, and sorry, Mom, Dad, if you're listening to the show, which I'm sure you are, so... Could you imagine my parents listening?
I bought this new jacket. It's really nice. It's members only. It's all white, and it's got all these buckles. The problem is I can't fucking zip it up.
Spoken like a true basic. A true basic white bitch right there. Spoken like a true BWB, my man.
You know, he got that jacket from a pawn shop. He traded in his red Michael Jackson jacket to get that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
And you know what, though? When I traded it in, Michael Jackson was still in it.
Okay.
Don't mind the dirt.
But don't fall.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we're hoping... Jeff, we got to figure out something, man. How do we top 2018 with 2019? We got to make it better.
I don't know. I was shooting the porn before we got on here.
There's a good start. So
I'm gonna release
well,
forms
go out the window on this show.
I did it single-handedly.
Hey, I was gonna ask SJ, do you have any of our music?
I do. I have lots
oh, okay,
of your guys'
cool.
music because of Spotify. However, I need CDs.
Well, then
and
we
bitches,
have to hook you up.
And bitches like T-shirts.
What was that?
I
bitches
said,
like
and bitches
hoodies.
Like T-shirts or hoodies.
The bitches
that
like
too.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Do we have to send it wet?
No. I'll, no.
Oh. Because it comes with all this extra, we do ship the shirts with all this extra white ink.
Oh.
It's kind of like a white ink. It's more like a jelly-ish type of white, silky, soft.
What Jamie fills the donuts
That's
with
disgusting.
At the shop.
Well, something like that.
Are you still talking about
it looks like jelly. Hey, that's actually what it sounds like before each one gets filled. Wow. It's like you've done it before. Have you worked at my bakery before? Holy shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. I knew what I was in for when I decided to do this lineup. I didn't realize I was probably going to need medical attention by the time we were done.
Well, here, you got to do what I do. My doctor always tells me to take one. I take five. That's why I feel real good.
I just take 10 milligrams of fuck it all, and I'm good to go. So
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm being pretty well behaved actually for you, SJ.
See, I'm doing it all wrong. You take fucking fuck it all. I take masturbatable. Damn it.
Time to trade doctors, Jamie.
I mean, doctor, come and go.
Uh-huh. That's a different porn,
the party,
isn't it, PJ?
The party is right here, and I brought my own slip and slide.
Ain't nothing like a slip and slide and a three-layer cake. Mm-mm.
I mean, at least you know you're not going to get told no. You're not going to get talked back to. And then you can just go to sleep and not have to worry about all the meaningless conversation afterwards. So it's actually it's pretty legit.
See, but my new Asian love dolls, they actually do talk.
Oh, they have to just pull the plug on that one then, or cut the cord or some shit. Me so funny.
Why you stop now? Why you stop now? Keep going.
I'm
not finished yet.
Asian love doll. Like English one, it just tries to make me tea and tells me no all the time. The fuck?
Oh my god. Unreal.
Oh shit. Are we out of time?
We got about, of air time, we've got about 5 minutes left, but that actually will let us go over, and then anybody listening would have to catch the rest on archive.
Got it. All right.
So how many people are listening, like 2, 3, or just us?
You know, I haven't even looked.
it won't tell you until after, won't it?
Yeah, it won't tell us till afterwards, guys.
There's at least four.
I've decided I'm going to change my name to Juan Pedro Gomez Fernandez Lopez Gomez III.
You killed my father.
Can you spell that in
die?
A sentence, please?
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
That'll be my new stage name. Which one? This one.
I think the time zone says everybody here fucked up.
It does. It really does.
And the sad part about it is that I'm actually normal. This is normal.
What time did we rehearse today? Like 6 in the morning? Fuck.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
You know what, though? We all have lives, and we got to get home, and we got to do – I mean, literally, as soon as we're done and I kick the guys out, I'm doing laundry, vacuuming, washing the floors. You know, if I have time, I shave my ass. Sorry, I should have said that. But, you know, doing the dishes, I mean, I'm very, very domesticated.
Yeah, say life's rough when you're domesticated.
Oh, my God. No, I'm at home with the kids, and they're driving me crazy. You know, the kids are, like, flashing the lights while we're practicing. I need help with my homework! You know, it's just like.
Oh, my God.
You should have never let him out of the cage.
Oh my god. No, but practice actually went very well. Very well.
Good.
I was shocked at how smoothly we ran through all the music. It was kind of odd because not a lot of words were said. That's a whole other story.
Right.
But we played well.
It was all business.
It was definitely all business.
It was business in the front and party in the back.
Yes.
Oh my! I get the inside joke, and I'm just having a
you're
hard
gonna,
time
you're gonna
not
have
saying
to, you're
anything.
Gonna, you're gonna have to change your pants when we're off the air here.
I know.
I'm not
Oh my god!
It's bad enough with Jamie, you know, and then I throw you two in, and it's like, what have I done?
Hey, as long as nobody's behind me, we are okay.
I'm being very domesticated for you today.
I know you are.
My 13-year-old comfort child is giving me do what?
Are you basically?
Yeah, you
very
say you're domesticated.
You,
you say you're domesticated, but I bet you're sitting there wearing a pair of red velvet Brazilian thongs.
Well, I'm beating off right now, but no, my 13-year-old.
Wow, your voice is so calm. You're not even trembling.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is just natural for me. Shit.
Oh.
No, my 13-year-old cunt of a child decided that he was going to get in trouble at school, and I just found out about it, about 2 hours ago. So I get to escort him to school in the morning and make his life a living fucking hell. So it's going to be amazing.
So
I've dealt with that, too. Every time my phone rings, I've got two separate numbers for the school. One's like, oh, the nurse, okay, one's sick. And then once I get the other number, I'm like, oh, shit, what did he do now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got a parent. I mean, you don't want to be one of those, you know, 40-some-odd, you know, year-old women that I ran into one today. She was like a late in life mom, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like 45 and had two toddlers and through the store. They were throwing their tantrums, and her response was, now, we can't act like this in the store.
That's the problem today. I mean, if that would have been me, you know, obviously 30, 40 years ago or last week, I mean, my mom just would have backhanded me, and that's it. I would have been called.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. I'd have been picking my teeth up off the floor and driving my mom to the dentist.
I turned out okay. I'm fine, okay?
Jeff and I come from the same gene pool. We're not even going to talk about the ass beatings we got.
That pool needs more chlorine.
Oh, shit.
Dirty.
All right, guys. It's probably about time for us to end the show. So next week, we have a guest. Her name is Dawn. She is the Dawn of Comedy. So we are really looking forward to that. Jamie, she is going to give you a run for your money.
We'll see about that.
We'll see
can I call her a cunt?
No, you cannot.
I cannot.
Holy shit.
All right, guys, I gotta go. I've got this man in a uniform. He's pulling out of my car, and he's putting me in cuffs. Ooh, hey! I don't know what I did wrong. Excuse me.
And I'm masturbating again.
All right,
guys. I'm gonna go blind.
It's been awesome having you guys on. We are definitely going to do it again. So until next week, be kind to each other.
Peace.
Oh, shit.